Gershon Cohen of Haines was one of 9 people named earlier this month to a new committee advising the State Department of Environmental Conservation. It's charged with considering wastewater treatment options for cruise ships, which face stringent new standards. Cohen co-sponsored the 2006 Citizens Initiative that created those standards. Environmental Conservation Commissioner Larry Hartig says Cohen is the wrong person for the job.
Should be a panel of experts that are independent and can exercise independent judgment, and it would just be hard for somebody that's been for the last 3 or 4 years of their professional career advocating a particular position now being put on what's supposed to be an independent panel that's supposed to go back and revisit these issues strictly from a technological economic perspective.
He says Cohen was the only applicant for a position reserved for a non-governmental organization. Other dedicated science panel seats are for representatives of the cruise lines, commercial fishing interests, and coastal communities.
There was concerns that were raised by the cruise industry, questioning mostly DEC's process. Did we again go out and, look at all the possible candidates that were out there? And Mr. Cohen submitted his own name, and there weren't any others, but we didn't try to go out there and see if there might be others.
The department is looking for additional applicants from non-governmental organizations. The committee's first meeting is supposed to be February 1st. Cohen says he's disappointed by the decision. He has advanced degrees in biology and environmental policy and has served on earlier state water quality advisory groups. He's also involved in a company that designs land-based water treatment systems with projects in Alaska. He says his work on the initiative would make him an asset to the panel, not a liability.
I don't really understand that as a reason, especially when you consider the fact that the cruise ships have a seat on the panel, so they have an advocate. And in fact, the fisheries folks have a person on the panel in a fishery seat, so they have an advocate. So the whole idea of me not being acceptable because I'm an advocate doesn't pass the red face test.
He says he's concerned the industry is wielding too much power over a panel that will influence its pollution control standards.
On a deeper level, what is really troubling is that we have an industry that's being regulated by the state, primarily because the people demanded that they be regulated because of all the pollution violations over the years. And this industry called the commissioner's office and told the commissioner they didn't want me on the panel. And they had a peremptory challenge. It would be like picking your own jury in a trial.
Alaska Cruise Association President John Binkley could not be reached for immediate comment. Skagway business owner Steve Heitz was among those upset by Cohen's appointment. He's a founder of the Alaska Alliance for Cruise Travel, a tour business group formed to promote the industry and stop the exodus of ships.
The discussion which we had about this was our surprise that someone who had an absolute agenda was going to be sitting on supposedly a non-biased panel, one that was supposed to have nothing but scientific information being presented from an unbiased position. And that one of the co-sponsors of the cruise ship initiative was not necessarily the unbiased individual that should sit on such a panel.
He says Cohen's initiative, which also included a passenger head tax, is chasing cruise ships out of Alaska, and that's hurting more than tour businesses.
What about the communities? What about Seward and Sitka and Haines and Skagway and Juneau? You lose your sales tax base, you lose your bed tax base, you start having your property taxes drop, and the next thing you know, you've got these little tiny towns and all these communities, and they're all going up the state with their hand out going, we need help.
He says his group may nominate someone for the post. The Science Advisory Panel was established by legislation pushing back a deadline for new wastewater standards. Its 9 remaining members include international experts in sewage treatment, ship construction, pollution cleanup, and economics. When all the seats are filled, the unpaid advisory group will have 11 members. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.